Time now for your letters. First, a couple of corrections. Last week we aired a piece on Nubian wrestling in Sudan, and we referred to what used to be called the World Wrestling Federation, or the WWF. WWF is actually the acronym for the World Wildlife Federation. As Jeffrey Weiner writes, a 2002 lawsuit forced that wrestling enterprise to change its name. It's now called the World Wrestling Entertainment, or WWE. We certainly don't want to be caught in the crosshairs between wrestlers and endangered puffins. We also made a calculation error last week in a story about the rapid inflation of the Zimbabwean currency. We said that 1.2 quadrillion Zimbabwe dollars would be worth about 4,000 U.S. dollars. That conversion actually came out to about 8,000 U.S. dollars. As Richard Mason of Santa Monica writes, horrific as Zimbabwean inflation is, the money should not lose half of its value over the course of a news story. Many of you wrote to us in defense of cycling. In our coverage last week of the Tour de France, we talked about the doping cases that plagued the Tour, in part because the Tour so rigorously tests its riders. Aviva Taroche of Tucson writes, bicycling is singled out as being rife with doping, but I sure don't remember the last time I watched a baseball team or a football team or a basketball team or a soccer team shuffle into a trailer at the end of a game to submit to drug testing. We also got many kind words about Gary Smith, the remarkable man who presided over our front desk during the past 4 years. Gary passed away earlier this month. I spoke about him in my essay last week. Drew Eicher of McLeansville, North Carolina writes, "This was one of the best stories I've heard in a long time. It inspired me to base a Sunday school lesson on how this man was an example of someone living the Beatitudes. It is a testament on how an individual can affect people through everyday living." Finally, a number of people wrote in to say how much they enjoyed our musical guest last week, Amos Lee. He played live for us in the studio. There was one song we didn't have the time for on air. We have a little time now.
The darkness has always been. The world was born into a blanket of sin. And all the faith's been gone. Still, we found a reason to carry on. Through the worry, 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 caught in an endless maze. When the lights go out, all that I can think about is how we've seen better days.
We welcome your comments. Come to our website, npr.org, and please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name. This is NPR News.